Medication-assisted treatment, or MAT, is the use of medications in combination with counseling to help sustain recovery and prevent overdose. MAT is scientifically proven to help those suffering with opioid addiction, but only about half of the rehabilitation facilities in the state offer it. WOSU's Paige Flager explores why that is.
Tammy's struggle with substance use started with pain pills she found in her grandmother's cabinet. Then it escalated to heroin.
It's a full-time job, and that's not a full-time job, but it is. You know, when you're addicted to anything, then you're working at it every day. Try to make sure you don't run out.
We're not using Tammy's last name to protect her privacy and her job. Her silver hair is pulled back into a ponytail, and she pushes her glasses on top of her head as she remembers all the times she sought help and then relapsed. That changed when she joined a medication-assisted treatment program at Mary Haven.
I've been on it for 5 years, 7 months, and 6 days maybe. So it's really, I think it's just a lifesaver to people. I understand, you know, people are still wanting to know why a drug to, you know, take us off a drug. I don't know why, but it's what works.
It saves lives, and we cannot afford not to do this.
Mike Gers is the director of medically assisted services at Mary Haven. There are three medications used in MAT: naltrexone, which is an opioid blocker, and buprenorphine and methadone, which are opioids. Buprenorphine and methadone both activate the same receptors in the brain that other opioids would, stopping withdrawals and cravings. But when taken as prescribed, they don't provide any feelings of euphoria. That stabilization gives people space to work on the root cause of their addiction. Despite that, Mike Gertz says misconceptions about those last two drugs are a large reason only half the treatment facilities in Ohio use them. He says critics chalk it up to replacing a drug with a drug.
We should not be in the business of restricting medication for our own values or what we feel recovery should be. And my hope is someday that medication-assisted therapy can be provided in all treatment centers, including House of Hope.
So we are going to our first five-man house recovery resident.
Richard Mason is the recovery housing coordinator for House of Hope, one of the oldest rehabilitation programs in Franklin County. Their program is largely abstinence-based.
80% of our guys stay sober for their first year. Right? That's without MATs. So why would we add medication to that?
After pressure from the community, one House of Hope program now offers naltrexone, the opioid blocker. He says it's not as successful as the abstinence-based program, and adds they have no plans to offer the other two medications. Methadone and buprenorphine are less expensive and better researched than naltrexone, but Mason says he has seen them abused, especially Suboxone, a type of buprenorphine.
It was the pharmaceutical companies that got us into this problem with the opioids. And now the pharmaceutical companies are saying, hey, for you to beat the opioids, you have to be on Suboxone for the rest of your life. And I'm just a little skeptical on that issue.
House of Hope isn't the only one. Ohio's prison system and most jails prefer the opioid blocker naltrexone over methadone and buprenorphine.
We view all three forms of MAT as equally valid.
Richard Masadi is the chief of the Bureau of Substance Use Disorder Treatment at the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services. He says his department wants to see MAT more widely embraced, but says it's not enough for the state to require MAT. There needs to be buy-in from the ground up.
It just shows that there's a lot that we need to do as a state to address the opioid epidemic, to address people's understanding of science and what really can help people recover.
He points to stigma as part of why treatment centers only offer one form of MAT if they offer it at all. Regardless of that stigma, he says about 90,000 Ohioans use MAT in a given year, and that number is growing. Paige Flager, WOSU News.